Special guest joining us here on the show again this week, Brian Roll, wildlife biologist for the DNR. Welcome back, my friend.
Well, thanks for having me back once again.
And I wanted to get in touch with you because you are one of the most educated people I know about the politics with basically wolves being on the endangered species list. You're part of the specialist team. You and Kevin Swanson, Dean Byers, you guys all kind of spearhead the whole thing with the wolves as far as the state goes, but you're sort of in holding mode. And now, you know, we just had this decision last week. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so just last week there was a rider on a federal budget bill that would have delisted wolves in the Great Lakes states as well as in Wyoming. However, that did get removed before it passed, so it was something that we kind of expected. Those bills and riders on those budget bills often fall off, so it wasn't really anything shocking, a little disappointing, but we still have things that we're actually moving through channels. The state of Michigan, as well as Wisconsin and Minnesota, some groups like MUCC from Michigan, are still involved in the ongoing federal lawsuit. So we are appealing that ruling that is making its way through federal court. And we feel that that's our best chance in the short term of getting wolves back off the endangered species list.
So these things that happened like last week, where it was just sort of a side note to a bigger bill, and it was a budgetary bill, right?
Yes.
That's a long shot. I mean, it really is.
It is, yeah. And lots of different things get attached to those as riders on those big budget bills, and their fate has very little chance of ever making it.
Okay. All right. All right, well, maybe we could talk a little bit about the deer herd this year. You know, we're off to a good start with a mild winter. I know it's going to hurt the economy with a lack of snow for snowmobilers and skiers and all the trickle-down that goes along with that to hotels and all that stuff. I wanted to point out, though, and you can probably reiterate, how it matters more how harsh the middle and late winter is and how long winter lasts to see what kind of effects it's going to have on our deer herd. Is that correct?
Correct, yeah. That last bit, basically March, really can make or break the winter season for deer. It's when their digestive systems are starting to switch over. For up here, it's probably into April most years. But if we get that delayed green up, and the, you know, like we've had the past few years where we got snow hanging on almost to May, that can be very detrimental for the deer herd. The other thing to remember is, yes, we are certainly in a mild winter, and albeit it is going to be very good for the deer this year compared to the past three winters. However, we really shouldn't put too much stock into it. Basically, what I'm saying is you're not going to see instant gratification and see a better deer season next year. I hate to be doom and gloom, but you just have to look at the realities of the last harsh winters and the effects of harvest and predators as well have had on this deer herd, and I think our age classes are kind of out of whack. We saw some really interesting things here with the harvest data that we collected here in Marquette, kind of stuff that you don't see until you look back to like 1935 with some of the older age class success rates. I mean, here at Marquette, 53% of the deer registered were over 3.5 years old at this check station. In fact, in 007, which is the north part of Marquette County, 20% of the deer were over 4.5 years old.
Wow.
You know, basically, the hunters kind of got what was left, and it really, I think, really points to the credence, and you were one of the ones that first said it, that you thought deer season might be a little better because we held deer because we had so much snow last year that they couldn't get at them, and that kind of really kind of points that you were right about that.
Well, blind squirrel and an acorn, my friend.
Yeah.
I don't know about being scientific. It was just anecdotal, that's all. And sometimes it seems logical, so. Well, please hang around for the second half of this conversation. We're actually going to talk about some good news in the Upper Peninsula with regard to grouse and moose. So stay tuned for part two with Brian Roll, wildlife biologist for the DNR. And that'll be in our second report this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.